Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Garrett moves to second. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaver moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-1 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dyer for a passed ball. Singleton moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Theodore takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theodore moves to second. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaver is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Singleton strikes out. 1 out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Theodore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. 2 outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seaver strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hunt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Theodore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Tom Walker. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gilbert now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyer moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gilbert fields it and throws to third for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks, Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt moves to third. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Hunt scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Day reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Day scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Buzz Capra now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Joe Gilbert. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Woods now playing center field. Boots Day now playing left field. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-4 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.